North Lakes Endocrinology, Sarah speaking. Yeah. We are taking new patients. He would need a referral from his GP though, and we are booking into next year. February at the moment. I'm sorry, I don't. I have no idea what other practices are doing. We just, yeah, we've obviously, there's only a few weeks left until the end of the year, and it's just, it's chaos. Yeah. Mm. No, so basically what happens is, so our doctors don't actually do the signing off on the forms. You probably find that not a lot of them actually do, because technically medical licenses, like that sort of renewal type thing, is not covered by Medicare. It's quite expensive. So what our doctors actually do is they will review him, make sure that he's, you know, doing all the right things for his diabetes, his, you know, all that. They'll assess him, and then they send a letter back to the GP to say they're happy to give clearance, and then the GP does it. Yeah, and then that would probably be a 12 monthly thing. So yeah, it's not a new thing. It has been, like, we have a lot of patients that come in for it. It might just be something that he's only just been told he has to do, depending on what's going on with his diabetes or his company that he's working for. But it's not a new thing, and it will be 12 monthly. Yeah, no. It really depends. So, I mean, we do have people that come in and it is for their license, just for their standard license. If it's for commercial, for work, it just depends. But if there are multiple sort of licenses that he holds, it's probably best that he's covered for all of them, just to be sure. In terms of the commercial licenses, that could be more of a new thing for the company or for whatever he's doing, that they've decided they need to enforce that to make sure, you know, for health and safety reasons or whatever. But we do get a lot of people come in here every 12 months just to renew their licenses that are diabetic, that, you know, they need to get that medical clearance. No worries. Good luck. Bye.